Chapter 2. Miles. The evening after my arrival, I received a letter from Lord Henry. I opened it and found another letter inside. First, I read Lord Henry's letter.
Miss Blake, I'm sending you this letter from Miles's headmaster, a very boring man. I did not read it. Please read the letter and do what is necessary. But don't tell me about it, not a word. I'm leaving for Europe tomorrow. Sincerely, Lord Henry.
I took the headmaster's letter and read it. I was very worried by it. The next morning, I told Mrs. Groves about it. What does this letter mean? I asked. The headmaster says Miles can't return to school after the holidays, but he doesn't give any clear reasons for this. Mrs. Groves's face became red. Then, strangely, she tried to hide her reaction.
I'm sure that he can return after the summer holidays, she started to say.
No, he can't return, I interrupted her. They won't accept him again. Mrs. Groves looked at me, and her eyes filled with tears.
What has he done? She asked.
The headmaster doesn't give any details, I answered. He only says that Miles is a bad influence on the other children. Mrs. Groves's reaction was immediate.
That's ridiculous, she exclaimed.
Miles couldn't influence anybody. He's only 10 years old. He's as angelic as Flora, and she couldn't hurt anybody, you know that.
Wait until you meet him, then you'll believe me. I felt better after I spoke to her. But I noticed that she avoided me for the rest of the morning, and I was confused by it. Later, I found a moment alone with her in the kitchen, and I asked her about the previous governess.
What was she like? I asked.
Oh, she was young and pretty, like you, Mrs. Groves answered.
He liked women like that. Then quickly, as if she had said something wrong, she corrected herself.
I mean, Lord Henry liked women like that.
I was confused. Why did you say that? I asked. Were you talking about somebody else before?
No, no, I meant Lord Henry, she said, her face becoming red.
And because it couldn't be any other man, I believed her. I could see that Mrs. Groves didn't want to talk about this subject.
The old governess has gone, she answered. I don't want to talk about the past. It's a waste of time.
But I was curious. I heard that the governess died, I said.
That's very sad. Did she die here at Bly?
No, she went away, Mrs. Groves answered.
There was something strange in the way she said those words.
She left for a short holiday, and when she was going to come back, Lord Henry wrote to tell me that she had died. It was all very sudden.
How did she die? I asked quickly. But Mrs. Groves didn't want to answer.
Lord Henry never told me, she said. And now I must get back to work.
Then she left the room. Miles was returning home from school that afternoon. Soon it was time to go and meet him. I left a little late, and he was already waiting for me when I arrived at the train station. Mrs. Groves was right. He was a beautiful child, and he had the same innocent face as his sister. I had never seen a boy like him before. There was something so angelic about him. I loved him immediately. From the first moment, I thought he was very special. Later on, I thought about the headmaster's letter again. I was perplexed by it, because after meeting Miles, I was sure that the headmaster's accusations couldn't possibly be true. As soon as I had a moment alone with Mrs. Groves, I told her my first impression of Miles. Now that I have met Miles, I said, I agree with you that the headmaster's accusations about him are ridiculous. Mrs. Groves looked into my eyes for a moment.
That's good, she said. We'll take care of this together.
When I think about that time, I'm amazed how easily I accepted the situation. I was under a spell, I think,
almost in love with those two beautiful children, and I was sure I could take care of anything that happened. It was the first time I had lived in such lovely surroundings, and I felt happy and free. But I was blind. In later years, when I looked back, the only way I could explain it was that I wanted everything to be as lovely as it appeared.